Good morning, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware in Bad Axe, and Sebowing Ace Hardware. The Tuscola County Board of Commissioners will conduct a meeting of the whole at 8 a.m. on Monday, June 22nd. In the boardroom of the Purdy Building at 125 West Lincoln Street in Caro. According to the preliminary agenda, commissioners are expected to review the proposed final agreement for medical examiner services, and David Stevens, Community Corrections Coordinator, will explain the Community Corrections Grant that is available for 2027. The meeting can be attended virtually by phone or going to the county's website at TusculaCounty.org and following the instructions there. And the Village of Pigeon marked a milestone for local recreation this week with the official opening of its new playscape at the Community Rec Park. A ribbon-cutting ceremony was held Tuesday, welcoming children enrolled in the village's summer recreation program to help celebrate the occasion. Thumb Bank joined the festivities by providing ice cream sandwiches for attendees. Village officials say the new playground is expected to serve area families and create lasting memories for generations of children to come. And Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is welcoming a court decision that leaves intact major state investments aimed at improving school safety and student mental health. The Michigan Supreme Court declined to overturn an earlier ruling that upheld funding approved by the Whitmer administration. The governor says the decision preserves record-level support for initiatives including additional mental health professionals, school resource officers, enhanced security measures, crisis planning, and increased transparency for parents. Whitmer called the ruling an important step towards keeping students and educators safe while providing certainty for schools and communities across the state. When we come back from this Ace Hardware sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. They shouldn't take a few thousand steps roaming through a big warehouse to find what you need. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Every one of our stores has the hand-picked quality brands you trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Even better, our stores are part of your neighborhood. Each Ace is owned by a member of your community, so you get personal service from the people who know you best. Because we want to see you succeed, and that's why we're proud to greet our neighbors every day in stores all across the country, with local experts giving the trusted advice you rely on, so that no matter where you are or what you're working on, Ace can help you every step along the way.
Hey, I'm Sherry of Sebowing Ace Hardware. Stop by and see me. I'll help you find exactly what you need. Shop local. Shop Sebowing Ace Hardware.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, during its monthly meeting, Arbella Township Supervisor Ed Hunt announced that Tuscola County Sheriff's Deputy Thomas Peterson will now provide law enforcement coverage for the township. Peterson, a Carroll High School graduate, earned a degree in criminal justice from Ferris State University. He previously served Millington Township from 2019 to about 2022. When he learned of the opening in Arbella Township, he volunteered for the position. Both Arbella and Millington Townships have contracted with the Tuscola County Sheriff's Department for police coverage for several years. In other business, the township board made several appointments to fill vacancies on its commissions. Pete Mowry was appointed to the Planning Commission. Mowry, who previously served on the Zoning Board of Appeals, or ZBA, agreed to step down from that role to accept the new position. He replaces Cindy Wilson on the Planning Commission. Dwayne Weber was also appointed to the Planning Commission, and Jeff York, who had been serving as an alternate member of the ZBA, was promoted to a full voting member. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware.